Missed anything on the show? Download the Christy and Podge podcast at hit.com.au or check out the Hit app.
Hit FM.
I do have a lot of love to give someone. I've got a lot of affection and I've got a big heart. There is definitely someone out there that will adore me and give me the affection I deserve and the love I deserve. And I just feel like I've given it my absolute all. And I've learned that regardless of how much you want to be in a relationship, no matter how much you desire that person, if you're not getting what you need to leave for you. No one is worth losing your happy.
Sounds like the standard failed marriage of married at first sight, but there's a little bit more to it. And we welcome Vanessa onto the show. Vanessa, good morning.
Morning.
Having a listen to that audio, how does it make you feel hearing how it's been packaged up now?
It actually really upset me because it just brought back, obviously, old feelings. Like, literally, it's just making me, like, a little bit upset right now, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, nobody's worth losing your happy. I thought that was quite a nice way to end it. Before we get into this, we do recognise the fact that it's been quite a struggle for yourself, not just during the process of the filming and the experiment, but also on the outside since. And Endemol Shine, the production company that does Maths and also Channel 9, have been very good to you, haven't they?
Yeah, they've been extremely good to me. They've been reaching out to me almost daily. They've also set me up with some therapy as well, just because of the struggles. So not through like the production team or any confrontation with them, because they were fantastic to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, hell, they fed the girl that had 53 allergies. So I think they did quite a good job. But they were so mentally supportive to me. Yeah, and when I just said that it was just done for me, they were quite happy to just say, we understand it. We can see that you're clearly upset. And yeah, you don't need to continue the experiment.
Yeah, well, we know that you had very little coverage with your pairing with Chris, and a lot of people are saying it's because you're a boring couple and you're not as dramatic as the others.
Oh, look, to be fair, I'm a very quiet person in the first couple of weeks in a relationship, so I would agree to say that we actually were just that normal boring couple. We had the normal boring tiffs that you did, him not wanting to spend any time with me. My husband was sleeping on the couch most nights. So it was just, I guess we were just that normal couple that were just squabbling over minor things. And obviously there was other people in the experiment that were just having more dramas than what we were. But yeah, I do think a lot wasn't shown, which is unfortunate, but you can only give so much.
What wasn't shown?
I guess how much I actually did for Chris. How much Chris just wasn't there. He wasn't present in the relationship. He wasn't affectionate at all. And like everyone's seen, I'm constantly saying to him, I just don't think you're attracted to me. The only reason why a girl actually says that is because action speaks louder than words. So Chris never actually said to my face, I'm attracted to you. Mm. He always like danced around the question quite a lot. So he goes, you're an attractive girl. And I was like, stop making a statement and just tell me why are you keeping me here?
Yeah, the standard dodge and dive routine. Yeah, the bob and weave.
Massive gaslighting the whole way. And I just got to a point where I was like, I'm just done. Like, I don't need to be on national TV to get gaslighted. Like, I can succeed in that at home, I guess.
Well, were you guys intimate at all?
That's a topic I don't really want to touch on.
Okay. Right. Well, we'll leave that one there then. There's a lot of other chat about Chris getting with some of the other brides. There's a lot of partner swapping, in fact, with the show this season. Did any of that happen while you two were still sort of together, or is that still to come?
Look, I don't know if Chris hooked up with someone. That's beyond me. Like I said, Chris was hardly ever with me during the experiment, so he could have been off doing other things. I don't know.
Was he off most nights or just some nights? Or
I don't know. To tell you the truth, the whole experiment for me is just like a bit of a blur now because it happened so long ago. But the majority of the time that we were together, it's like some nights he would be in obviously the same hotel room as me, but he'd be outside on the phone constantly. I'm talking like for hours, and I didn't really understand who he was talking to. Mm. And then the nights that he went out, he'd just go out drinking with the boys. That's why he was sick. He would constantly be out drinking. He'd be smoking two packs of cigarettes a day.
Couldn't handle it.
No, it was just too much. He's 37, like crisis.
You say that Channel 9 and Endemol Shine have been very supportive of you now that you're out of the show. But at the time, why weren't the producers as supportive and left you in the dark with him in terms of he would just left and you didn't know where he was and what he was doing? Why weren't they there to offer that support?
Okay, to be completely honest, like I said, I'm a very silent girl. I tend to suffer in silence, so I didn't tell anyone anything until it got to the absolute boiling point for me, and it all came to a crumble that night of the lunch. Because Chris went out with his family and partied and stuff, and he came home and was quite abusive to me, to the point where I hid in the bathroom from him. So that's how dramatic that night was for me. And that's when the cheating scandal went down and everything in my room. And I was the only sober one because I was allergic to the alcohol that everyone was drinking. So
there's a little bit to unpack there. What cheating scandal?
So the Michael and Hayley... kissing scandal. What that? Yeah, in my room, in front of me and Chris.
Oh
yep.
God!
Yeah,
really.
Chris and I's ever seeing it. Yeah, which was a little bit heartbreaking for me because I was like, you were standing right next to me. So, and Michael and Chris knocked on Hayley's door that day and said, "Let's paint Vanessa to be crazy." So
what?
That really destroyed me because I was like, why do I care if two people cheated? Well, like, you're not in my relationship.
Well, Michael's a little shit stir, and we've learnt that recently. And apparently, David gives him a good smack, which we don't recommend violence to anyone. But I feel like David's probably got a bit of a case there for getting the mitts out for a one-on-one. Was there anyone from the company or anything that was supporting you during the filming?
The person I really and only speak to during the show and off the show is Amanda. She has literally just been my absolute rock through it all. And during the experiment, I guess I was talking to Josh a little bit because his relationship wasn't going too well. And we were just, I don't know, like finding... It was just good to have someone else to talk to, I guess, from the opposite sex. Like, there was nothing dodgy about it at all. We were just two humans communicating to each other about our experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah, because obviously, like I said, I didn't really reach out to any of the production team because I was scared of Chris. My God, I was so scared of that man because he was like, if you tell anyone what's actually happening, I'll make you look crazy. And I was terrified of that because it's very easy to make a female look crazy.
Yeah, they can manipulate. Yeah.
What specifically did he want you to withhold?
It was just the whole "he's a gentleman" card and him sleeping on the couch and just there's a lot behind Chris that no one sees, and only unfortunately his past relationships would agree with me.
So you're not maybe putting. So I came into this thinking maybe there was potential for you putting this guy in that box because he wasn't showing you the amount of affection you feel you deserve, because that's certainly how the show portrayed it.
No, definitely not. There was a lot more to it. Chris and his words absolutely destroyed me. I left that experiment with no confidence. Whatever confidence I had, he stripped me of them. His actual words to me were one morning before we had a publicity shoot, because I woke up crying at like 2 a.m. because I was like, why is he sleeping on the couch again? Like, I don't understand why this man is so like repulsed by me. Like, what have I done to him?
Right.
And he just said to me, he's like, Vanessa, look at yourself. He was like, no one is going to want you after this experiment.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
But how are you now, Vanessa? How are you handling things?
Do you know what? I've had a lot of therapy after the show. As soon as I came off it, Endemol pretty much told me, like, we're happy to pay for your therapy. So they have done. And I've been going weekly. And it's just like a little bit of a roller coaster because obviously they film little bits and pieces here and there. So you're constantly flying backwards and forwards. So once you think that you're absolutely fine, you tend to just go down a little bit because old stuff's brought up again. And then, it's a bit draining to tell you the truth, but like I'm off, I'm absolutely done. So I never have to see Chris again. So I'm traveling okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good on him for doing it, because I do get a lot of flack for what people allege is manipulation and whatever else.
And
the producers and everything like that. So regardless of any of that, it sounds like they've looked after you the best they can.
I have.
And, obviously, they may have had an earlier chance to do that if you were able to have opened up.
For sure.
But you know what? You're not always able to do it. You're not always able.
It's a scary situation. situation to be in, guys, and it's a very unrealistic one. So, yeah, you don't know what to do. You don't know where to stand, and I'm not an actor, so I don't know how to control situations in life. So,
well, that,
yeah, you're a little bit fearful.
That actually brings us to another point, because there were a lot of people who thought you were one of the actors placed on the show to kind of, you know, be there as a structured team player of one narrative.
Oh, well, God, if I was an actor, I did a very bad job.
Either that or a really good job.
Well, I don't know, really, because, like, no, look, guys, I can't. Look, number one, I'm dyslexic, so if I had to follow a script, it'd be pretty hard for me.
That's right. Look, with the family dinner situation, the cooking, while you were cooking, it looked great. I was looking at the food going, I went among on that. It was delicious. And but, you know, part Greek, so, you know, that's why I love the food.
Of course.
But the thing
it's
is
Italian, so there you go.
Well, there we go. The fight that you guys had, and then he went to the gym, was any of that real? Was the dinner a real player of events?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. So during the experiment, I cooked for Chris once, and that was when he was sick.
Mm.
It was the only time, like, he allowed me to cook for him. So each night I would obviously cook for myself because of my allergies. And I'm like, oh, what do you want? And he's like, nah, nothing. I'm going to go to Nando's. So he just constantly was shutting me down. Mm. And as a WOG, like, that's my sign of affection. Like, I just want to make my husband something to eat. Like, food is amazing for me, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, I just felt a little bit, like, deflated by that. So, yeah, he'd always disappear. Always disappear. My God.
So you are watching it, though?
Yeah, I need to watch it because, like, for me, it's just, like, it's a little bit of therapy in itself to actually see what people are, like, talking about, because you're going out in person stuff. People are like, oh, does it really work out? Like, you two seem so nice. And I'm like, I need to see what people are seeing.
Yeah. And what about people on the outside, your loved ones and your family? What are they doing to help you get through this?
Oh, my family's, like, so supportive. Like, because my family actually wasn't able to attend my wedding, unfortunately, because my mum was having a hip operation.
Mm.
So they're just bad timing. So for me, they're just there calling me every day, checking to see how I am. But, you know, people send you posts and stuff, and I'm like, don't send me this stuff. I don't care what's written in the media.
It's all fake.
Like, this is not helpful, yeah.
So obviously there must have come a point where the maths team have gone, right, we need to work out what we're going to do with their storyline for TV. They're still going to put something on TV regarding you two.
Yeah.
Do you think that they went about it the right way for TV?
For TV, yes, because I think it was very PG TV friendly the way that we left. The real reason I left, obviously, is not going to be aired, and I completely understand why not.
Yeah.
But no, it was 100% my decision, and it was me going up to the producers, or actually the producers coming to me after they heard what happened, and I said to them, I want to leave. Like, there's nothing that can keep me here. I need to go home for me. And they went back, they thought about it and came back to me and said, we've booked you a ticket.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, because like I say, in the past, you hear all these ghost stories about them locking people in a room and whatever else. So they've been really accommodating to your situation. And I think that when you've got, particularly in this day and age, where we're more conscious about what's happening with women in the home and in relationships, I think they've made a really good step with that. But was there any of the other cast that you got in touch with since or during, apart from Amanda? Is there anyone that's reached out?
Well, I mean, Michelle has, obviously, because she's been in bad relationships in the past, obviously, so she really felt for me. And she even says that it's one of the dinner parties that Chris was gaslighting me, but I don't know if they'll show that. But, yeah, really, Michelle really kind of had my back on things, as far as I'm told anyway, because I wasn't there.
The other thing that was quite an interesting thing that I noticed first episode with you in is that you talked about your skin condition, and you've become a bit of an advocate for people that have the same condition.
Yeah, I definitely have. I didn't realise something that was so deep and so scarring for myself. Mm. I didn't realise it would affect so many people. I had so many people reach out to me, men and women, absolutely all ages, just thanking me for going on national TV barefaced, because loads of people were like, you're the first person that's ever gone on national TV with acne or, like, you know, like pitting and stuff. And, like, I own who I am 100%, and it was a hard decision for me to do that, to be barefaced. But and that's why when I applied, I really didn't think I was going to get in, because I was like, the girls you see are flawless and they've got you know, all these injections and enhancers and stuff. And I'm like, well, there's nothing fake about me, so I'm probably not going to get in. Mm. And it was just, okay, well, there's got to be other people out there watching like I was going, hang on, you know, there's no one out there with bad skin. And here I am. So, yeah, I've just decided to create a website, basically, because of so many people reaching out to me, that I thought, there was loads of information I missed out on growing up because I've had bad skin like for 13 years.
Right.
Yeah. And working in pharmacy for the last 5 years, I've tried every medication you could possibly think of, every skincare, everything. So I just decided to create an absolute free website of where people can go get these products that have worked for me. It's not completely done just yet, but I intend on making it my absolute mission to help girls and guys feel comfortable with who they are and just go, you know what? It doesn't define me.
That is so beautiful, Vanessa, to be able to offer up that service free of charge, as you say. So when can we look forward to something like that?
It's up and running right now, and it's only got the vegan makeup that I use at the moment, but it's going to be hopefully fully completed quite soon. See, I'm trying to do my absolute best to help people and just, yeah, never make anyone feel like I did.
Well, to quote Hayley, you're a good egg.
Oh, thanks. And then she wants my husband, so you know.
Oh.
What?
Oh, crap.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Did you not hear the other radio interview? I did, and I was like, well, there you go.
No. Who, what show was that?
I don't know. Someone sent me a link and said there was like, whose husband in the experiment would you have wanted? And she said mine.
I don't bother with the other plebs because we're better than they are. No point listening to them.
Oh,
no
I just
good.
Found it quite funny. Shame. Maybe they should have been matched. Maybe they could have yelled at each other. So who knows?
Well, I think she would have eaten him alive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%.
But look, you're very brave in talking about all this. And we hope that we're doing you a good service by putting it out there for people to hear. And
thanks, God, me too.
And we'll keep in touch and make sure you're okay as well. We really appreciate it.
No problem at all, guys. Thank you for having me.
Catch up on anything you may have missed. Download the Christy and Budge podcast at hit.com.au or on the Hit app.
Hit FM.
Hit FM.